This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from the John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
It's a hot pot because it's the time of year for it. So beef and potato hot pot, bit of horseradish, and then a nice bacon parsley crumb on top. But this is not, it's not a stew. It is a stew, John, but I'm using our favourite, point end of chump. So nice hot pan. And so it's one of these things you can cook quickly. So it's a quick one pot dish.
And the point end of chump for anybody, any new listeners,
yes,
is it's the bit that's next to the deer bit.
Yes, basically. That's it.
And if you don't want to buy the deer bit, but you want the taste of the deer bit, but the cheap price, this is the same thing to ask for.
And it still cooks quickly, so you know the way the deer bit does, right? So a wee bit into a nice hot pan with this chump, and we'll put a wee bit of salt in that. Maybe some, just a nice bit of celery, and a couple of onions. Put all that in together, just peel it all off. If your pan's not big enough, John, do it sort of separately. And then we get that all.
So this is going to end up like a stew.
Yeah.
But instead of topping
yeah.
the potatoes.
Uh-huh.
Or
yeah, we're going to do a crumb.
You're going to have a bread crumb.
Yeah, so
topping.
So just get that lovely seed off, and a bit of stock into your saucepan, bit of stock, wee dash of Worcester sauce, some horseradish, and just let it simmer away. Add two spuds to it, a couple of spuds, and then just let it, diced potatoes. And that's it.
Not cooked beforehand. And you put the horseradish in then while you're cooking it?
Yeah, while you're cooking it, just horseradish sauce. And then just for a crumb, nice wee bit of melted butter.
That lump of butter there would probably cost you about 90p.
Yeah, it would actually, wouldn't it? I've took some streaky bacon off, and there's a wee bit of fat in that, so that'll give us a nice crispiness.
The bacon fat.
Yeah.
And a wee bit of
And you get that lovely, and you want that sort of brown butter. You only get brown, lovely brown butter, right? And then some toasted breadcrumbs.
So, meanwhile, your meat and your veg is bubbling away.
The
stew part is bubbling away.
It's bubbling away. So,
the butter's starting to toast the breadcrumbs. The bacon is glistening.
Uh huh. Look at that, John. And
then these on its own.
Yeah, you could just have that on some toast. Would be nice, wouldn't it?
But,
and you can only just take that butter, just take that brown butter stage. You know where you just—it's not burnt, but it's the stage beyond melted.
Yeah.
And you get that lovely sort of nutty smell.
That is gorgeous, and that's just ordinary bread, bread.
Steel bread, yeah. You know that. The steeler the better, not blue mould obviously.
Yeah.
But hard and the it's great, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Right, so this is it. So what we'll do is take a crumb or take our stew.
And how long would you cook the stew
I
for?
I didn't cook it for long, really, about half an hour, just until the potatoes are ready.
Right.
And the potatoes are kind of thick in it, as you see. So you can put a wee bit of gravy into it if you want it to.
Do you know what this reminds me of? There's a place in Armagh, I'm sure it's gone now, and it was up an alleyway just off the mall. And there's two sisters who ran it, and they used to do hot pot. And I remember going there and had never heard of hot pot in my life. But they used to do it in those kind of wee dishes,
yes.
A wee small, slightly bigger than a ramekin, sort of ceramic dish. And it was the most comforting, warming sort of
hot pot,
food experience you'd possibly have.
But, see, hot pot's one of those things, like Irish stew, and it's from the north of England. And it was to use up the cheap cuts,
like Lancashire
hot pot, and there's nothing better.
This is breakfast. Yep.
But it is like a hot pot, so it's quite, it is like breakfast, but it's got toast on it.
It's really crunchy.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, that's so you've got the lovely sort of stew that's nice and smooth and a wee bit of horseradish in it. And then that nice crunchy bit on top.
Really crunchy.
Yeah. And you don't need anything else for that.
And that took no time. The breadcrumbs took no time.
No, just the stew itself is like a half hour job. It's just as long as to cook the potatoes. Because you're not using a cheap cut of meat. You could do this. If you wanted to use stew instead, it would just take a wee bit longer. And don't put your spuds until it's starting to go soft. Mm-hmm. And then...
And you can taste the horseradish.
Mm-hmm.
It's just gorgeous. Comforting, crunchy. A familiar food with a twist.
Lovely.
Thanks a million, Paula.
Thanks, John. Thank you.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.